No, it was, I went hardly anywhere. I took loads of photographs, loads of videos, but loads of them were of horses and riders, and I don't know one leg from the other. I don't know which is a good looking vision of a horse, which piece shows you that the leg is in the right position with the right hand bottom and the left hand, rein position. I don't know anything about that. I mean, there are presumably positions that a person familiar with horses would admire, but I just took the snaps and I took pieces of video. And, I have hundreds of pieces now, hundreds of photographs, and I kind of got into ridiculous things like saying I'll put together a portfolio of photographs of the horses. Well, I never did, but I certainly hung out in Il Paratoio about 10 times longer than I ever intended to do. And I certainly didn't get up every morning saying, now, where am I going to, make a beeline for? In fact, I went to Tuscany, spent a week in Tuscany, and I now feel, oh, bloody hell, I'm going to have to go back to Tuscany again. Besides the fact that I really would like to go back to Tuscany, and I better not, it's not my position to be pressing the family to go back there next year. But the whole idea of going back to just live in a Zen bubble appeals to me. Now, there's a whole lot of things I'm going to leave out, but the key thing for me that I found shockingly wonderful and inspiring and has left me in a great mood for the coming winter and may actually, certainly blew away any element of discontent that I felt, and there was none, was the fact that I could sit in the shade and all of that is about nature and about food and about drink and about this, that, and the other. But if I had time on this audio, I could tell you about the people. I could paint character pictures of them. They were a bloody brilliant lot of people. Now, that doesn't mean that they were all attired in gaudy, loud clothes, in any way like that. They weren't a work of art. Although that has all sorts of dreadful connotations from the more I say it. But anyway, I mean that they were delightful company. They were new. All of them were new. Never met any of them before. There were, in fairness, a couple of people who didn't ride a horse at all. But I didn't spend my week talking with them and sort of commiserating with, Ronan about his, about the fact that, oh God, all these people just go on about horses, I found myself even comparing the way horses are trained with how golf, with the game of golf. But actually, I ended up deciding that no, horses are special. It's quite different from golf. And anyway, golf balls don't have a life of their own and an intention of their own and an instinct of their own. They just sit there waiting to be belted. And that's not at all what a horse waits for. So, Il Paratoio. I've said about, 1 millionth of what I could say, without focusing down on the detail of any particular shady place or flicker of light, or indeed the lightning, the bolts of lightning that. And the rain that fell in the dark clouds, because the weather wasn't, unambiguously, well, it was perfect. Let's just say it was perfect weather. There was a mixture. It was bloody hot, really, really hot. But I took that in my stride. The conversation was sublime. The wine, attractive. Anyway, enough superlatives, bravissimo. I have a lot to thank all of those people who were my company for the week. It was just delightful to have a family holiday characterized by nothing but harmony. It was special to be in that Zen bubble. And I didn't write a single poem. Postscript. There are two characters who I cannot leave out of at least mentioning their name. The first is Moose. And my daughter found the most perfect pony or horse, I don't know what it was, horse we'll say, that she could possibly have met as far as she was concerned. So she fell hook, line and sinker for a bay, that's one of these kind of whitish ones, and that's made a staggering difference to her, and actually in a small parenthesis, and completely ruined the chance of her finding a decent riding place in Ireland, because Moose was perfect, and where on earth is she going to find a perfect horse here in Ireland? And the second is a woman who I spent probably more time watching than any other woman during the week. An English woman who had, as far as I know, thrown up her life in England and moved to Tuscany and is the, and trains. And her name, and everybody who has met her will remember her forever, her name is Sarah. So I'm not going to spend my time thanking people, because the list would be, you know, I'd leave too many out. But I just have to say the name of Moose and the name of Sarah imprinted on my memory. And you never know, I might write a poem someday about Moose and Sarah. Thank you very much for listening to this hymn.